These credit card companies want to know everything. Married or single? Hate that box. Mother's maiden name. Kennedy.
Miss Fine, wasn't lying on my gold card application enough?
Niles, I told you I was just trying to make you sound better.
By listing my occupation as Frasier's brother?
Meanwhile, the guy won the Emmy. They upped your limit.
Fran.
Oh, my God, Val. Something horrible happened?
Oh, God, Fran, I'm so sorry.
Somebody died? Somebody famous?
Danny.
Danny Thomas, Danny Kaye. Danny Bonaducci! Oh, and he was so young. Who would have thought that he would have gone before Reuben Kincaid?
Fran, I'm talking about Danny Imperiale, your ex-fiancé.
Oh, him. Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
He didn't die. He's getting married. No! No! Danny! Why, Danny? Why, Danny? Why not me first?
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
So anyway, you didn't hear it from me, but Fran starts guessing Danny Thomas, Danny Kaye, but Val meant Danny, her ex-fiancé, who's worse than dead. He got engaged.
You lie.
As if.
Niles, that is quite enough gossip, thank you.
Sorry, sir.
So who's Danny marrying?
Heather Bibler.
No.
Oh, the tramp that stole him away from Miss Fine. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't hear it from me. Pass the cream.
Oi, I'm plotting from this news.
Well, this is going to destroy Miss Fine. Oh, look out, here she comes. Everyone act normal. I should serve.
Good morning, everyone. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Now, Miss Fine, we all know what you're going through. It's not healthy for you to keep it all bottled up inside. You've got to let it all out.
Niles, you had to tell everyone? Meanwhile, if you're so concerned about my problem, how come I don't see any stewed prunes on the table?
No, Miss Fine, I'm talking about your ex-fiancé marrying Heather Biblow.
Oh, that. I could care less. Let somebody else comb the tangles out of his back. I'm telling you, it doesn't bother me. Oh, come on. How long have you people known me? What's the first thing I do when I'm upset?
Eat a box of Malamars.
Rent the way we were.
Blame your mother.
Well, you see, I haven't done anything weird or bizarre or out of the ordinary.
Who ordered a power drill?
Ooh, that would be me. Right here. Oh, yes. I am definitely getting the matching table saw for this baby.
Fran, if you're depressed, buying things won't make you happy.
Oh, sweetie, you're a very wise little girl, Gracie. I'll buy you a toy.
Hey, if she's happy, I'm happy.
Miss Fine, what on earth are you going to do with a power drill?
Well, I'll find some use for it.
Like what?
Latte.
Just keep that chin up. Just keep a smile upon your face. Put those blues away. In time, you will see that nothing matters. In time, you will find that the problem always disappears. Same time tomorrow. Sadly, just a memory.
one more place we gotta check out. Jersey.
Fran, I'm tired. I can't shop anymore.
Oh, what are you, an amateur? We haven't even hit Ann Taylor's Contempo Casuals of the Limited. Hop on my back. Hop on my back.
Fran, you're scaring me. You buy something every time you mention his name.
Whose name?
Danny.
Oh, can I have this in mushroom, please?
Fran, I think you're upset because Danny's engaged.
Oh, you are so off base, Gracie. Oh, would you look at how gorgeous this dress is? I wish it came in black. Oh!
Donna Karen Loungewear, third floor.
Oh.
Don't you sell on two?
Makeovers at our prescriptives counter.
Fran, I think you have a problem.
Oh, you're not kidding, honey. Look at those animals over there. They're all grabbing at the fake Gucci belts. Sweetie, work with me. Work with me. Oh, help, help. I had shellfish and I'm allergic. Help, help. Grab the belts. The suede!
What the devil are those things?
Burr Animals Freezer Treats. It's our hostess gift for throwing the Tupperware party.
What, here?
Yes, didn't Miss Fine tell you?
No. Well, if she had, I never would have agreed to it.
Then she made the right choice. Anyway, Val is now selling Tupperware, and I thought...
Yes, all right, Niles, just spare me the details.
All right, but it's about Danny and Heather Biblow.
All right, Niles, come on, dish.
Well... You didn't hear it from me, but Heather wants Val out of the bridal shop, so Danny fired her.
He didn't.
He did. Danish ring?
No, I'm watching. Mm.
Speaking of, Val gained back the 5 pounds she lost.
Well, I was going to say.
Oh, no, sir, I would wait until they thaw a bit, otherwise they stick to your tongue.
Ooh, these look yummy.
Have one.
Miles, what did she say?
I believe she just quit, sir.
Cece, I can't understand a word you're saying.
She's very uncomfortable in that dress, sir, and should never have tried to squeeze into a size 6.
She said that?
No, but isn't it obvious?
I'm gonna kill you!
Oh, all right, all right. Just go outside and stick your tongue out in the sun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Niles, why didn't you tell her just put some hot water on it?
Because it's not nearly as funny, look.
Check this out. Do I look like I'm ready for the Giants' Shalom or what?
That's slalom, Miss Fine. And why did you buy a ski outfit when you don't even ski?
What ski? If I even make it out of the lodge in this, it's going back. I got you some gifties.
Oh, thank you. What's all this for?
Oh, you know, I was just down, so I decided to pick up a few little trinkets.
Fran, the man wants to know where to put the Solaflex.
Oh, does he look like the guy in the commercial?
Uh-huh.
I'll show him.
Daddy, I'm worried about Fran. She's compensating for feelings of inadequacy by acting out with obsessive-compulsive behavior.
Now, Gracie, you spend more time in therapy than Daddy does, so once again, small words.
She's nuts.
Maxwell, what Gracie is trying to say is that the woman's a sopaholic. Sorry, free the bun.
Oh, 731. Right. Expiration date? My guess, any second. Hello? Oh, come on in, Mrs. Sheffield. Wow, would you look at the way that steak just defrosted? Boy, I gotta get me one of those.
It's fine. We're all a little concerned that your shopping's got a bit out of hand.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I only bought stuff that I absolutely needed. Watch out for the saddle.
It's fine. Look at all this junk. You got towel racks and a pasta maker and a box of hair coloring?
Hair coloring? How did that get there? I don't use that.
It's fine. This is serious. You're a shopaholic.
Oh. No, I'm not. I'm just a social shopper, you know. Once, twice a day, just to take the edge off.
It's fine. It's obvious to all of us that you are in...
Denial.
Denial. Is there a history of shopping in your family?
No. I mean, you know, my dad would, after work, stop off and pick up a couple of things with the boys.
Did you start shopping as a teenager?
Well, all the girls were doing it.
Do you have to make a purchase first thing in the morning?
Huh?
Our holiday's especially rough for you. Do you hide your purchases around the house?
No, it's not true, I tell you.
It's fine. You need help.
No, I don't. I can stop whenever I want to. It's just... I like it. I mean, when I go to a department store just filled with shiny new things, it's like all my problems go away and I'm flying.
It's fine. Look at yourself.
Oh, my God. Mr. Sheffield, you're right. I bought coral lipstick. I'm sick. I need help. Mr. Sheffield, maybe you better send me to one of those clinics, you know, where I could dry out. Of course, I'm going to need a couple of things.
Brighton, what on earth are you doing with the Victoria's Secrets catalog?
I'm just getting the jump on some Christmas shopping.
Could I have her?
I'll throw that away for you, sir.
Right, now listen, everyone. Miss Fine will be back from her Shoppers Anonymous meeting any second. So let's have no more talk of shopping, okay?
Hi, everyone.
Oh, Niles, that's far too much. Take half off.
No, it's okay. I don't want anybody walking on eggshells around me. If I begin to falter, I'll just say my little prayer. God, give me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot exchange. Change!
That's all right, Miss Fine. The important thing is that you're getting help. That's the first step on the road to your recovery.
Well, actually, the first step, according to my 12-step program, is to apologize because my addiction has affected all of you. So, sorry. Okay. Easy.
You know, she's right. Fran's always dragging me into stores, making me buy whatever looked good on me. That's not gonna stop, is it?
Margaret, you're not helping. All right, Miss Fine, what's step number two?
It's all smudgy. Let's move on to step number three.
No, it's perfectly clear. Cut up all credit cards.
Oh, no, that can't be right. It's too cruel. I mean, they're like my kids. See, this one's the oldest. Gonna be 12 in June. You should have seen what this little guy bought me for my birthday.
Just give them up, Miss Fine.
No. Oh, please, just let me keep the one with mileage. I'm so close to Israel.
Miss Fine?
Oh, who goes first? Oh, here, I'll take this one. It just gives me gas. I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, it'll be all right, Miss Fine. You're just going through withdrawal.
I need to buy something. Oh, it hurts.
Oh, there she goes again, sir.
Oh, I just need one fix of the QVC.
Oh, no.
The QVC. Joan Rivers Bumblebee pin, that's all I need.
You hold her down, Niles. I've got the credit card receipt.
Oh, that's it. Bloomingdale's, that's the good stuff.
You'll be all right, Miss Finer. I'll be with you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sheffield.
When I say I'll be with you, I mean I'll stay with you. I don't actually mean I'll be with you.
All right, you're not good at moments, I see.
Sorry, I'm English.
Anyway, Mr. Sheffield, I think that I'm over the hump. You go on to bed. I'll be up in a few minutes.
You sure you'll be all right?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right. Good night, Miss Fine.
Good night, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, don't trust her, sir. They get very sneaky. They'll say or do anything for a fix.
Oh, please, Niles. We're talking about Miss... She stole my wallet! Miss Fine, do you have my credit cards?
No!
Stay! Give it to me! Drop it! The good girl.
Yes. Oh, I want it. Give it to me. Does it come in, maybe?
It's fine. Wake up. It's fine. It's morning. We did it.
We did? I didn't even feel anything. Oh, but you were great, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, no, Miss Fine. I mean, you made it through the night without buying anything.
Oh, I did. And you know, they say that the first 24 hours are the hardest. So now the worst is behind me. All I have to do is avoid temptation.
Hi, Fran. I'm here to set up for the Tupperware party.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, hold me.
Oh, Fran, I'm so sorry.
Niles, is the Tupperware invasion over yet?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, sir. Just admiring my bag saver. It's for storing old bags. Yeah, Miss Babcock's always wanted her own office.
Now, just tell me, how did Miss Fine hold up?
Oh, she was fine through the jazzy tumblers and the remarkable bowls. When who should walk in but Heather Bibler?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah. And she is out to here.
Frankness?
Well, you didn't hear it from me.
Poor Miss Fine, she must be devastated.
Well, you would have been very proud of her, sir. She gave me a big hug and then went straight to her Shoppers Anonymous meeting. What?
Oh, very nice of her to give you a big hug, wasn't it?
Well, yes, I thought. Oh, stop her, sir. I just cashed my check.
Do you know where she went?
Well, with what you pay me, probably an outlet store in Jersey. But you didn't hear that from me.
Shoppers, the mall will be closing in 10 minutes.
Oh, just one more pair of earrings?
Don't you think you've had enough?
Just a couple of hoops for the road, lady.
There you are, Miss Fine. I've been looking for you for hours.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, go away. I don't want you to see me like this. Okay.
Miss Fine. This shopping is purely symptomatic. You're transferring your feelings of loss for Danny by trying to fill the void in your life with things.
You've been talking to Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, it's not about losing Danny. It's about what it represents. I mean, as long as he was a single, miserable loser, I was happy. Now he's getting married. He's going to have a family. And what have I got? I mean, the years are passing me by. 27, 28, 29.
It's fine. Your time will come. You're a wonderful woman, and any man would be thrilled to have you. Well, I don't mean exactly have you. I mean...
All right. You're not good at moments, I know.
Look, Miss Fine, I know you want a family of your own, but, well, in the meantime, do you think you could settle for 3 children who adore you and a
man whose life would be very empty without you.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, that's very sweet. But even Danny, who is the biggest schnook in the world, has found someone to love. What if that doesn't happen to me? Don't you ever feel that way?
Yes, I... I'm terribly sorry, Miss Fine. I really shouldn't have done that. It's just that you were so... And I was... And you were... Where?
Where are you, Miss... Oh, my God, Miss Fine!
Mr. Sheffield, what are you doing here?
You all right?
What happened?
Well, you don't remember?
No. Gee, I must have had one of those shopper's blackouts. You know, a girl in our group had one the day after Thanksgiving. They found her buried in a sales bin of Calvin Klein jeans. The loose fit. How's that for humiliating?
Miss, I'm closing the register. Would you like me to ring these up?
Oh, sure. If you don't mind, just put them all in. Oh, come to think of it. Yeah, I don't think I want them anymore. Gee. I don't know what happened, but whatever it was exactly what I needed. You know, it's strange. I think I'm over that whole shopping thing. But suddenly, I've got such an urge for a cigarette.